podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's supposed to be a show after Liverpool go out of the Champions League. They played well, but it's also a bit disappointing. Liverpool go out 3-1 and I could get to 0-0 on the night. Let's talk about all that. John Gibbons, by the way. I'm joined by Neil Docking, by Harry Pryor, and by Neil Lackerson. Neil, they played not well enough on the night. They played okay on the night, but ultimately they couldn't get it through.
They deserve to score two goals, but they don't score two goals, and that's something they're going to have to reflect on a little bit. Through the season, they're not being ruthless enough. I'll be honest with you, John, I'm a bit heartbroken, and we've had a great night here. It's great to be here, by the way, I hasten to add, and it's great to have the company of other humans in this context. But ultimately, I'd like to have the company of these humans in this context twice more for two more European nights in a semi-final. I think they don't quite deserve that over the two legs, but tonight they deserve to score two goals, and they don't take the opportunities when they come. And I'm a bit chuckled about it, I really am, because ultimately this is a Liverpool team that's had to put up with a lot this season, and we've all had to put up with a lot with them, and they just deserve that one little day in the sun, that one little Brucey bonus that they maybe don't deserve, if you know what I mean, but they deserve to get away with one. And I feel like we've had a season where they've got away with nothing, and tonight I just thought they might get away with that Madrid performance. They have the chances. Salah should score early. Mane's got it under control in the 6-yard box. They're getting around the penalty area, and they've just got to be more ruthless. They've been ruthless in the past, and that's the thing they've got to get back. If Liverpool are ruthless tonight, they score at least two goals. And as it is, they don't score any goals, and that tells the story.
It's a fair point, isn't it, Harriet, in that we can say they were unlucky tonight, we can say they were the better team tonight, but they don't get the goals. And listen, Real Madrid, you know, have won a million league titles, 12 European Cups or whatever it is, not worrying about how lucky they are. And not worrying about, you know, the position they're in, and not worrying about kind of XG or the balance of play. And, yeah, you know, tonight, I don't want to be plucky underdogs, I can't be asked.
No, shite.
Liverpool have spent 2-3 years not being plucky underdogs.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And I can't be asked. Yeah.
I feel like if we'd have played like that in the first leg, we would have still been in it tonight. And it's really, yeah, it is frustrating. I think we came out, and I think before the match and in the first 5 minutes, I was thinking, okay, we're getting back in this and we could have a chance. And then, you know, that Salah chance, as Neil's already said early on, I feel like obviously if that had gone in, that would have changed the whole game. And it just wasn't quite happening in the final third. It just wasn't the final ball, that final, obviously, goal that we didn't take. You know, can be as good as you want in midfield, win all the battles you want, but if you're not getting that goal, obviously, then it's not going to end well. So it's frustrating when I feel like we played as the better side tonight, and I just feel like, you know, ultimately it was won in the first leg, and it's annoying, but you know we're out now, and we just got to focus on getting top four, and hopefully we can be back in the competition next year again. So
yeah, we need to get back in that competition next year. We need to give it to those tiki-taka cunts, Neil.
Because we do. What a cue that is. I mean, I came in more hope than expectation tonight. I think Harriet's right. The tie was lost in the first leg, and what frustrated me is that I saw the lineup this evening, and it's the lineup that really I wanted to see in Spain. I would have loved to have seen Milner play out there, because straight from the get-go tonight, we were so much more intense. We were in their faces. We weren't letting them settle on the ball. We were the ones that were dominating the play, taking the game to them. And as Neil said earlier, we created chances. We created great chances. If Gini Wijnaldum has got an orange shirt on tonight, he's finishing that. He's slotting it if he's playing for Holland, and instead he skies over the bar. A player of Mo Salah's calibre, of his finishing ability, you're expecting him really to do more to work the goalkeeper. I was of the view that if we kept it tight, at some point we'd nick one goal and then they'd wobble, as we've seen so many times before, teams at Anfield. And what's so frustrating for me tonight is you didn't get to see that.
What's mad is they wobble at 0-0.
They
and
did.
That's what's frustrating in the end.
They wobble loads.
They wobble loads. So they'll come out tonight and they'll be telling each other the fucking story. Listen, foundation myths matter. But they'll be saying if they go on and win this trophy, they'll go, we learnt loads at Anfield and we showed our steel and all of that. They showed no fucking steel first half there. The Liverpool are the better side, and they are the side that are consistently about to score. And that's what ends up being frustrating, though, is that you can talk about foundation myths, but they go both ways. And one of our things this season has been, we haven't been taking chances when we've been on top, especially at home, and especially in 2021. And that's the way that plays out. Listen, I'm really frustrated with the Reds. And not in a, you know, I don't want anyone fucking sacked, and I don't want any of the footballers to fuck off or anything like that. But there's a part of me that tonight just wishes they'd just been that 10% better. Because if they were just 10% better, 5% better, they'd twat them. Yeah. And you can talk about the first leg as well, and it's really valid. And Harry, it's right to say they lose it in the first leg. It's definitely the case. But the fact of the matter is that tonight, if they're just 5% better around the penalty area, they create more chances. And the chances they create, they put in the back of the net. And it's not asking loads of this quality of footballer, as far as I'm concerned. They've had the platform built for them by the manager and the teammates. And, you know, I'm looking at lads not sliding in the back post, not chancing their arm. Yeah. And I just think it's what we need. It's what we needed tonight. And I am genuine. I'm more frustrated now than I was before kickoff. Before kickoff, I'd have took getting beat 2-1 or something like that. Now, I'm just a bit, oh, lads, it was there for you. You've done the hard work. You scared the shit out of Real Madrid. They didn't want to know for 45 minutes. You didn't convert. They didn't want to know for the first 15 of the second half. And then Madrid began to play the clock, and they knew the clock was on their side.
Yeah.
Liverpool had to have scored before 70. They don't, and then Madrid are just secure.
And then the game just petered out, didn't it?
Yeah.
And the last 20 minutes was really painful, because it was obvious we weren't going to break them down. We were running out of ideas. We were starting to just sling hopeless balls into the box. Every time we won a corner, and that dream of Nat Phillips rising like a titan and nodding one away, it was obvious it wasn't happening.
On 57, I thought we were going through.
Yeah.
On 63, I'd have said it could have gone either way. By 78, if I'm dead honest, I'm going, it's fucking gone dead. And I'm not going to blame the manager's subs in that, in a sort of a knobhead tactical, oh, he could have done this, he could have done that sort of way. In that he does the thing that, I mean, I want him to start 4-2-3-1. John said during the game he doesn't like 4-2-3-1, and you've got to see tonight why he doesn't. In that, a 4-3-3, Liverpool had pressure, they turned the screw, they were forceful, they were bullying. A 4-2-3-1, there's tons of gaps. So yeah. I can completely understand that, and I think that's almost the story. And it's not easy for anyone, it's not easy at all, but ultimately it's really weird to say the manager gets it absolutely spot on with the selection when loads of people poured score on it online. He gets it spot on with the selection, and then as it wears on, when he makes his subs, because he's trying to loosen it up, he's trying to put more attacking players on the pitch, we lose some control.
Yeah. And it was like that when Thiago and Jota came on. I thought that was going to add a bit more. And it felt like in the last 20 minutes, you know, there were balls going into the box and no one was really on the end of them. There were people, you know, it didn't seem like they were putting in as much effort that they had in the first 70. And ultimately that meant that we didn't get the goal that we really, really needed. And like you said, at 80 minutes, you know, 70 minutes, you think there's still hope. At 80 minutes when there's still no goal, they were just putting 10 men behind the ball, wasting time, going down all the time. And, you know, rolling over on the floor and just getting, you know, wasted time all the time. It was just annoying to watch. So it's frustrating. I don't think when we did make that change into the change of formation, it didn't help us, and it's annoying. But, you know, Klopp had to do something. He had to change it. It wasn't working how it was. So you know,
it's never healthy to sort of dwell on the past either and think what could have been. But I found myself so many times during that game just thinking, the Liverpool Football Club of 12 months ago would have absolutely smashed this Madrid side. We'd have taken them to the cleaners. It's not a vintage Madrid team. They've still got a lot of quality, still got a lot of experience.
I thought Vinicius was great for them. I thought he was verging on unplayable at times.
There were some really good performances, but I just know that what we're capable of is so much more. And through circumstance, through all the things that have gone against us this season, all the adversity, we've not been able to see it. And as you said, there was that dream amongst all of us that we were going to get a little bit of adventure. I think that's what we wanted. We've had such a tough season. It's felt like a grueling ordeal, really, this season, so much of it. And I just sort of held out hope that at the end of it, you know, there'd be a golden sky. We'd get a little bit of adventure. We'd get a little bit of joie de vivre instead of the slog that's going to be the slog that's going to be the next few weeks, where basically now we've got a fight on our hands to make sure we get top four, to make sure we've got another chance to go at this next year.
It is a slog, Neil. It is what we have in this, but we know why we want to be in that, and that's what the players will focus on. Because, you know, you can feel sorry for yourself all you want, and everyone listening will do a little bit of feeling sorry for yourself. But fucking hell, we're in the Champions League quarter final against Real Madrid. They were just fucking the pinnacle of European football, and that's where we want to be, and that's where the players want to be. And what a fight!
Fucking right. And you know, as part of all of that tonight, you know, the thing I'd be saying right now if I could be in the dressing room with them is, lads, you're better than them. You put those injured players, and not all of them, by the way, but two or three of those injured players into your 11 tonight, you're fucking better than them. You're better than them in every area of the pitch, in every department. You're having a bit of an off night in Madrid, but the off night in Madrid is best defined by not having dealt with when they struggled well enough. And part of the reason for that is the injured players. Listen, there's a fellow playing who wasn't at Liverpool. You know, at centre-half, who plays for an hour, who wasn't at Liverpool before a ball was kicked. And there's another lad who was eighth choice centre-half before a ball was kicked, playing at the heart of that defence.
And possibly on the rest.
In both legs. And that's what it comes to. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And that's not to fucking clean anyone out. I've got no interest in cleaning any of these footballers or that manager out. But what you've got to say is you get to see that the gap from playing for Burnley in the Premier League to playing in the Champions League against Real Madrid is far bigger. It's far bigger, that idea. It really is. And you got to see it in the first leg. And you do occasionally get to see it at times tonight. Listen, don't get me wrong, I think Phillips does some great crisis-based defending tonight, and he does some great no-nonsense defending tonight, but ultimately you've got to allow for the fact that you're playing Phillips and Kabak. You've got to set your line where you'd set it. You've got to do all your work in a different way, and you get to see that over the course of the game tonight. You've got to allow for it. All of it said, you know, I occasionally flatter myself to think there might be some Liverpool players who listen to this nonsense. If you do, all 11 of them tonight, they're a credit to themselves, right up until absolutely when they hit the penalty area. And that's where they've got to have a little think about things. And even in that, I'd say the most important thing they could all do is just all relax for me. Yeah. They could just do with all relaxing. They could do with forgetting what's gone before. And one of the things that fucks them second half, I think, is that first half they have the chances. So all they can think about is, I fucked up. I got my chance wrong earlier on. I should have done this, I should have done that. Listen, last season Liverpool were great at putting what had gone wrong out of their minds and playing the situation that was in front of them. And that'll come back. I've got so much faith in this squad and this manager, so much faith, to the point that I genuinely think if they'd have gone through tonight, I'd have thought they were going to win the whole fucking thing, despite it all. And next season, I think they can win the whole thing and they can win the league. And that's not me being naive or daft or soft or anything like that. I've got massive belief in them. I'm absolutely gutted. I'm absolutely devastated for them and for us. But ultimately, they're a great set of footballers who showed some of it tonight. They can get to the penalty area better than any other team in Europe. They've got to maybe just improve a little bit around that penalty area.
Yeah, there's loads of improvements to be made. But listen, you know, we've gone out tonight, Neil, and listen, we've gone out valiantly, and I'd rather be competing in the Champions League quarter-final than fucking beating Richard and Judy FC in the Europa League or whatever. Fucking
absolutely. They put up an advert earlier saying, do you want to watch Slavia Prague against Arsenal?
Absolutely not, under no circumstances.
Granada against United. I thought, what scenario would my life be so shit that I'd want to sit down and watch either of those games for our evening?
Only someone guaranteed me Lucy Meacock was scoring the winner. I watch Granada against Man United.
Even if it was, you know, some Alan Partridge-esque figure sat on a motorway service station stuffing my face with Toblerone, I still wouldn't want to switch on to either of those fucking games on my phone. So no, we're in the big competition. We're up for the big cup. It's not worked out this year, but come on, what a journey we've been on. We've got to one final, we've won another, we've won our first league title in 30 years, and then this year we've had some adversity. And that's what life's like. Sometimes you don't get a good deal. Sometimes life's shit. But we're going to fight back, and then next season we'll go again. And I think we all know that the squad probably needs some fresh faces. It needs some injection of new talent. We need a bit of a revamp. I tweeted the word revamp earlier just because I like the word revamp. I just like saying it. But I think we need to maybe think about bringing in someone, certainly in attack, certainly freshen things up a little bit, and then we can go again and see what we can do next year. And as Neil said, you know, with a couple of players back, this tie could have been very different. You know, if you drop in Virgil or Gomez or Matip into that defence, then Madrid wouldn't have had such a route to goal. They wouldn't have had such an easy strategy, I think, in the first leg.
We're at Taggy's bar tonight, Harriet, and it was sold out. It was sold out in minutes. It was like the 051 back in the day, you know. But next door was falling, town was falling. The reason is that word that Neil Dockin uses there, which is hope.
Yeah.
And we do all hope, and we all hope tonight, and we didn't quite get there, but we continue that hope because this team and this squad and this manager especially is worthy of our hope, and they will continue to have our hope moving forward.
Yeah, at least we got to watch one match in the pub, so that was good. I mean, I don't think many of us thought we would have any sort of season left a few weeks ago in mid-April, so at least we got here, and you know what, there's still a lot of games to be played this season, there's still a lot of points to be won, so just hope that they don't let that, they did look deflated going off tonight as we expected, I just hope they just don't let that get to them, and you know, we can still be in this competition, we all love watching it, that's why we're all here tonight, isn't it? So hopefully we can just pick ourselves up and be back stronger next season.
But on that, you know, tonight we miss Van Dijk, we miss Gomez, we miss Henderson. They're my big three. There's others that we also miss. But also we miss 55,000
Mick Clarks.
We miss Mick Clark so fucking much. We miss all of that vibe. Because tonight, when Madrid absolutely shat themselves. And I think it's important.
Remember when...
Excellent switch on.
Where's this going?
I went. I shit myself. Remember when Dortmund shit themselves and then Derby scored?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we missed.
And that's what we missed tonight.
I'm sorry about that, by the way.
Tonight, it's all right, don't you worry.
I shit myself.
Tonight, Madrid shit themselves with no one in the ground. Yeah. And when that was happening, I was watching them do it. I was just thinking to myself, imagine if there's people in the ground right now that just wouldn't know what was going on when the chances built and they built and they built and the momentum was in there. Madrid are lucky tonight. They're lucky there's no one in that ground tonight. Because while, listen, the Bernabeu is a thing and I'm not acting like it isn't, but we didn't even get to play at that. We played in some mad ground with a fucking carpet for a pitch, with a camber that was like a fucking bowling green rather than a football pitch. But what we could have done to them tonight, we'd have fucking broken those pricks. When Casemiro launches himself in on Milner, honestly, he wouldn't have known what was going on with a full Anfield. His head would have been absolutely kettled. And it is a thing worth pointing out. We can win this European Cup next season, and we can win this league. But when I say we can win this European Cup, the point is fucking we. It's fucking we. It is not some idea of just 11 against 11. It's the idea of 55,000 maniacs up against whatever they want. And we get to define that reality. Let's just qualify for this fucking thing again. Yeah. And next season, let's go and win it. 55,000 maniacs will twat everybody. We will twat everybody, but we've got to want it enough. And I think that we're getting to the point now where genuinely the idea of anyone coming to Anfield, I think we might win 19 league games and every European game at Anfield next season. I think we will not take no for an answer from anyone. From the first minute to the last, we will cheer every tackle, every misplaced pass. We won't get anyone's back. We'll say, it's all right, lads, let's just fucking start again. I think every minute next season could be the best minute to be alive. And that's what I want, so let's get back in this thing. Let's go and fucking win this thing. And then when we win the fucking thing, when we lift the silver thing up, remember that it's about the we. It's not about the 11, it's about the we. It's about every single one of us. And if we'd have been in there tonight, we would have won the fucking game.
I feel amazing now. You're going to agree, as a wrestling fan, the 55,000 of us would twat anyone. I don't know what Neil said, I think he said the world.
Do I agree that 55,000 maniacs?
That was what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was saying I'm having fucking heart palpitations. I was envisaging the Ultimate Warrior. I'm shaking the ropes. 55,000 maniacs. The mega powers unite. What can we do? What can't we do?
We're going to twat the world.
Yeah, well, he's right. He's absolutely right.
How could he be right?
He's never been more right. He's never been more right. There's more pints on his table than there's people. It's not been the easiest of evenings for me to get a drink. I didn't get a bevy in the first half. I'm going to make up for it now.
And how many bevies have we got?
More than there's people. 10, 11, 12.
Harry, what do you think about what Neil just said?
I've got nothing more to add. I loved it. Yeah, I'm up for it now.
I'm just fucking into these, John. Yeah. Into these. Whoever these are, I want to be into them for the whole of next season.
That was amazing. More Neil than the Buzzword show. Fuck me, I'm fucking shite. That's video talking. What to say. Listen, we're going to leave it. We're in Taggies. Do come and support it. They're open every day. They'll obviously be open from match day next season as well, but they're open at the moment as well. I know a lot of you can't come to the pool at the moment if you'd like to, but you will be able to next season, and we'd love to have you because we miss our visitors daily. But for tonight, thanks for Taggies for supporting us. Obviously, thanks to Lizzie for producing this, and obviously the Pink tonight. And thanks to Neil, to Harriet, and to Neil Atkinson. I'm John Gibbons. Up the fucking Reds. We're going to do what everyone said next season. Up the Reds.
It just wasn't to be this season.
one of those where Liverpool find themselves just falling short in the Champions League this year. But it's all about being in it next season now from a Liverpool point of view. And as John's just said, you know, we've put this post-match show out for free so we can all commiserate together. But we will be back after Leeds United, a massive game on the horizon for Liverpool on Monday, then Newcastle, and then a big one against Manchester United as well. And Liverpool's job now is to ensure that next season is as fantastic as it can be for us, as humanly possible, as we all get back in the ground and we can all be around one another more and more. We'll be around one another more and more on the Anfield Wrap. Lots and lots of stuff in person around those matches to look forward to as we all begin to be able to be more and more social. And we want you to be social with us. We want you to come, join and subscribe. You know how to download our app, and on there you get tokens where you can check all of our content out. After all of those big matches, yes, but in the gaps in between to give you previews of those games. Liverpool have got a job to do, and we've got one to do too, to share the experience of supporting Liverpool from the heart of the city as the city reopens. The Anfield Wrap will be there to do that. So do subscribe if you haven't already. Do check out and download the app and give that a go. It is theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. We'll be around every game until the end of this season, and hopefully it sets up next season to be absolutely magical once more.
Sports Social Podcast Network.